100.1 The X. It is 4:30. Time for the local lowdown. On the phone with me once again is Sophie from Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. Hi, Sophie.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Did you have a great 4th of July weekend?
We had a really nice weekend. Got to spend lots of time outside. That's what I'm always trying to do on the weekend.
There are beautiful areas here that you can go to outside that aren't too far away, right downtown or maybe an hour's drive. Lots of beautiful spots to go in our Truckee Meadows.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't stay beautiful on their own. There are amazing people and volunteers going out there like you guys and cleaning them up. I see you've got a list of cleanups coming.
Yeah, so you're right. We're so lucky. We have so many cool outdoor spaces and parks around here. And next Saturday, July 18th, we're kicking off our series of summer cleanups. So these are all projects you're meant to do in May at the Great Community Cleanup. And our first three projects next Saturday are going to be in Sparks. So we're still looking for some additional volunteers at Pawra Park and at Silverton Shores Park, which is a really cool new park in Sparks that's all native plants. Going to be taking out some weeds so all of the native flora can really flourish there.
That's exciting. I'm about to actually move to Sparks for the first time, though. I got to check out Silverton Shores Park now that that's my park.
Yeah, and if you're interested in joining us next weekend, ktmb.org/volunteer. But if next weekend doesn't work for you, that's okay. We have projects that are scheduled through early August that you can sign up for right now.
And are most of these on the weekends, or what are the days and times of these events if people are at work or want to bring the kids down or something?
So there are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. It's a real mix, but all of them are 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We're trying to avoid the heat.
Right.
Avoid the heat as much as we can, anyway.
Do it in the morning before noon. Before noon, you're usually good to go. And the wind picks up in the afternoon, too.
I know.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking at the list right now of the Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful Great Community Cleanups. You're calling it 2.0. It's a series of smaller events. And I'm going to share this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/myradiox. People can go to ktmb.org. And I see that you guys are hiring for a community programs coordinator. And the deadline to apply is this weekend. Can you touch on that a little bit? Just in case someone's out there looking and like, this is for them?
Yeah. So we're hiring for an AmeriCorps position, our community programs coordinator. They will actually be working directly with me in this position, helping me organize all of our big events. So like these cleanups, coordinating all of our volunteers. They'll be helping me with Christmas tree recycling in the winter, helping us figure out ways that we can appreciate our volunteers, things that we can do for them to show them we really care that they come out and help us. And then they'll also get to help our education team a little bit as well, getting the word out about how you can live more sustainably in our region.
Great opportunities for somebody that's looking for work within the field or people that just want to get involved and volunteer and keep our area clean. Anything else you want to touch on this week, Sophie?
It is Plastic Free July. Ooh. And I want to make sure I give it a shout out and give a little tip for one thing you can do to reduce your plastic use and save some money, and that's opting for tap water instead of bottled water. So obviously you're using less plastic when you have your reusable water bottle and tap water, but it's also so much cheaper. If you're buying bottled water, the average price is $1.21 per gallon, but for tap water, it's 0.01 cents. Right. Little motivation to use less plastic.
Remember the days of drinking out of the garden hose? We got to get back to that. So hashtag plastic free July then.
Hashtag plastic free July.
Next Friday, maybe you can give us another tip on how to go plastic free this month and tell everybody where to go for job opportunities and volunteer opportunities one more time.
KTNB.org.
Easy. Thank you, Sophie. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a great weekend.